The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Got a story to share with you now. A Texas man who was busted for his fourth DWI had an innovative defense. He goes to court. It was his fourth DUI.
Okay.
And he offered up an innovative, creative defense.
Okay.
He argued to the court that DWI laws are discriminatory toward alcoholics who have a higher tolerance for alcohol. This was his defense, Jeffy.
How did it go for the judge in the court case? How did it work
a little
out?
Bit more. There's a picture of him, you know, fourth DUI.
It looked like, according to the picture, it may have worked out, but I'm just guessing. I don't know that it did or not. So
he argued that the DWI laws are discriminatory toward alcoholics because they have a higher tolerance for alcohol. And then...
That's actually not a bad...
He continues to make his point. Now, he didn't argue that alcoholics are treated differently. No, yeah. He's saying they should be treated differently, right?
And okay, how do we do?
Well, hang on.
We do.
He said that alcoholics are grouped together like average DWI defendants, and they shouldn't be. He said due to their involuntary illness as well.
I mean. I kind of want to agree with him. How did it work out? I want to know how it came out. How to do? What happened?
He lost.
What?
He lost. He didn't work out for him.
So I probably
don't scratch that off the list. I'm just glad that see this is a public service here. We tell you about these, so you go okay. That's been tried. That's not going to work.
It's not going to work. You got to actually now that it's been tried. There's some case law.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So now we need to go back.
There's enough of this revisited.
We need to go back, and we know that the judge in Texas worked against it.
Right.
Ruled against it. However,
there is case law.
There's case law now that this has been attempted, and there's actually case law stating that alcoholics have a stronger tolerance.
And all it takes is one to create a precedent, and then you're on. You're right. That's cool. We'll get a couple more people try this.
Absolutely.
So you're sitting there, you're at home, and you're, damn it, my fourth.
I know, holy
cow. What the hell? Got to get out. No, I can't say I did that. That's not letting me believe that, whatever. You know what? How dare they? This is an involuntary illness. And you start working it your way through it.
And as much as I want to give that particular man the credit for coming up with that, I don't think it was him.
No, I don't think so either. By the way, his fourth arrest that I was talking about, he was a little higher than the just
that was the argument.
He was it's 0.08 is the blood alcohol content,
which is low.
It of course he was just a little bit higher than that.
It was like
he was
9.29
not 0.029 it's 0.29. Yeah,
I mean okay, it's a little over.
It's almost four times as high.
Over.
A little bit over.
And I mean, you know, you're sitting home and you're at two.
You're like, what the hell at that point?
I might as well try for
and
three.
And you know what? Shouldn't we support him and applaud him for being completely committed?
Yes.
He wasn't some guy pussyfooting around with 0.9
Thank
or 10.
You.
He went all the way.
Thank you.
If there's anything worth doing, it's worth doing right. Even DWIs.
Amen.
Your Honor, the defense rests.
Amen.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.